With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Daily Twitter poll from yesterday. Check it out. At Fan Morning Show every single day. How should Major League Baseball decide the wild card winner? Keep it one game, go to a series. This surprises the heck out of me, Jim. 63% of the votes say go to a series. 37% say keep it at just one game. I thought for sure it would be the other way around. That absolutely positively stuns me that people want to go to a series, especially here in Pittsburgh where we realized the excitement of a one-game playoff.
Right. It was exciting the first time and frustrating the next two times, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, perhaps. Perhaps we've realized the agony of defeat a couple times here in Pittsburgh. Today's daily Twitter poll, you can check it out, at Fan Morning Show every single day. Maybe we'll talk about this in the 8 o'clock hour some, Jim. Will James Conner ever be the number one back for a full season for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Yes or no? 62% of the respondents so far say no. 38% of the respondents say yes. That's going to be interesting because that could come into focus. Hey, it could come into focus as if knock on wood, God forbid, Le'Veon Bell would get hurt in practice leading up to week one. It could come into focus this year, but more than likely, it could come into focus in 2019.
It looks like I'm sure they would draft a running back high in 2019, but there would be competition for that job, and he'd have 2 years of experience here under his belt. So,
all right, so that's our Twitter poll. People love polls. People love quick hits. People love lists. And people hate Gil Brandt this morning because of a list here in Pittsburgh, or at least that seems to be, if you read the comments, what's happening here. Gil Brandt works for NFL Network. He's NFL.com senior analyst and personnel guru, and he ranks the safeties in football history. So he ranked 32 of them. So he works for NFL.com, doesn't work on NFL Network. He's been on Cook and Pony Show a bunch of times, I think, Gil Brandt, and he is a guy who is generally widely respected. But here's where he falls out of favor in Pittsburgh. So he lists the best safeties of all time, and he lists Emlyn Tunnell. You know this fella?
I've heard of him. He played for the Giants back in the 50s and 60s. I think 50s at least, maybe in the 60s.
48 to 58, you're right, with the Giants, then a couple years at the end with the Packers. He lists him as number one, right? 79 career interceptions, albeit career interceptions for safeties isn't necessarily the benchmark stat, I don't think. All right, then he lists Ken Houston, who played for Houston.
He was really good.
Yes, really, really good, and played for Washington. Ronnie Lott, who in whenever you get to like the modern game, is number one for me.
Yeah, I might go. That's the first name that came into my head. Talk safeties.
Ed Reed, number four.
Okay.
Brian Dawkins.
Now we're talking contemporaries here.
Yes. Yale Larry, who played for the Lions, right?
Yeah.
Who has an unbelievable old-school football haircut. Cliff Harris at number seven, which is a flat-out joke. Joke that Cliff Harris is the seventh best safety of all time.
Cliff Harris was very good. But now start reading some other names who were
Jack Christensen,
who played
for the Lions.
Yeah, I can't tell. I can't tell.
Willie Wood, who played for the Packers, who was really, really good. Larry Wilson, who played for the St. Louis Football Cardinals.
Right.
Okay. Paul Krause, who played for the Vikings and played for the Washington football team. Now we're up to number 12, Kenny Easley. People know all about Kenny Easley, played for the Seahawks, was really good. The 13th best safety of all time, Troy Polamalu. I mean, those 12 guys are better than Troy Polamalu.
I always thought Troy Polamalu and Ed Reed were always linked because they played on division rivals over the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, and you could make it, that's almost like the Mario Gretzky argument over which guy is better. And you take different things into account. They sort of played different positions, or at safety, they did different things. If you had a safety combination of Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu, that would be, you couldn't beat that. But wherever Ed Reed is, Troy has to be right there.
Right behind him. Ed Reed's better than Troy Polamalu, I think.
But I'm just saying that there, and Brian Dawkins is of this era as well. You know, I can't speak to the old guys.
Sean Taylor should be on this list as well.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He should be.
Where is he?
I don't know if he's
on
at all.
The thing about Gil Brandt, and I don't want to, I mean, he's old.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's good and bad. In some instances, you know, you think that guys are like, what are they thinking kind of thing. And when I'm 85, if I get there, you know, I'll be like that too. He's seen everybody. That's the thing about Gil Brandt.
Right.
Is that not everybody. I mean, he didn't watch guys play in the, you know, play.
Sean
play
Taylor's
in the
30s. Not on the list at all.
Oh, really?
If Sean Taylor isn't one of the best 32 people to ever play safety, like Carnell Lake's number 30. Sean Taylor better than Carnell Lake? I think so. Sean Taylor better than Dennis Smith, who played for the Denver Broncos? Sean Taylor is sure as hell better than Leroy Butler. There is no question about that.
Yeah.
And Leroy Butler's 31st on the list.
Well, I would imagine our you know who probably weighed in on that for both Sean Taylor and Troy is Ryan Clark.
Right.
I would think he'll weigh in on that at some point.
Like you got chooch Nolan Cromwell. You remember him. He played for the Rams. Right. He was okay.
Not better than Sean Taylor.
No, not better. Eric Weddle better than Sean Taylor? Sorry.
No.
No, it's just not the case.
No.
And he has Jack Tatum at 27.
Oh, I forgot about him. How could I forget about him? Man, he was really good.
Give you a headache.
Oh, he did.
Yes, he did.
He did. He could paralyze you.
It's a farce. It is a total farce. But we lean toward the guys that we've seen, you know?
Yes. Yeah, I can't tell you about. Like, I can't tell you how good of a cornerback Dick LeBeau was. I mean, I can just look at numbers and say that, wow, he was really good. He played opposite Night Train Lane, who was better.
Troy Polamalu, though, play in the way that he did things at the scrimmage line, people didn't change the game and change the course of the game and change what you wanted to do on offense like Troy Polamalu did. At least there weren't 12 people better than him that did that, I don't think.
I don't think so. The game has changed. And when, you know, Gil Brandt was like the personnel guy for the Cowboys 50 years ago. And I think he might have been there from the beginning of that franchise. So he's seen a lot, but maybe he's capable. He's still pretty sharp, so he could compare the way that, you know, he can probably figure out a way the game was played back in the 50s and 60s. And man, it's changed a lot.
Yeah, but no one gives a hell about Bob Lilly anymore. They just don't. You know what I mean? I'm not saying he obviously wouldn't be on this list because he was a defensive tackle, but they don't care that he scouted Bob Lilly. You know, that list, to me, it's fraudulent. And it's not homerism. It's not black and gold glasses. I just don't think that there are 12 better people than Troy Polamalu that's ever played safety in the NFL. Because he wasn't just a safety by definition. He came up, he played the run. He did things that made you change the entire course of what you wanted to do on offense.
Yeah, both Troy and Ed Reed. I'm sure so those are guys too, probably. Ask any opposing quarterback or coach, they do those conference calls about the Steelers' defense, and they started with Troy Polamalu because of you had to know where he was at all times. And even if you knew where he was when he was lined up, that didn't necessarily mean where he was going to be when the play developed.
Absolutely. So, I don't know. Fraudulent list, but Gil Brandt gave it his best shot.
And we talked about it.
You're right about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.